Looks a bit better today, but actually don't be fooled by this. The reason why the bubbles are green now is because yesterday when we did the show, the bubbles were so red because there was no liquidity because the US was on Memorial Day that today it looks like it's great. But if you look at Bitcoin, actually Bitcoin's just above 59,123. I want to talk about something quite important today because there's a battle happening between three major altcoins. The first one is Tron, the second one is Ethereum, and the third one is Solana. And a lot of people are asking, who is going to win this battle? You've got ETH launching a new platform called EtherVista, which is their answer to Pump.fun. You've got obviously Solana, the original Pump.fun, and you've got Tron with SunPump.mean, and all of them are going for the meme coin market in the hope that they're going to win this major battle. And today we're going to talk about who the actual ultimate winner here is going to be, and I'm going to also show you one other altcoin that I want to talk about. So that's what we're going to be doing today. If you're up for it, let's go. I'm very proud of you, bunch of degens. And the reason why I'm very proud of this bunch of degens here is yesterday I told you that if you wanted to get into this thing with Elio and Alex Becker, this project that is part of Elio and Alex Becker, this project. I told you guys to go and check it out. I saw that over 1,500 of you actually went and downloaded Ton Station. Take my word for it. This is going to be one of the most hyped up tokens out there. And there is no pre-sale. Even for me, I can't get a pre-sale. The only way that you can get in is if you use this link over here and you go and actually do this, press this, you will actually get, you can actually log on and you actually can play in this Ton Station. What is it? It's basically a gaming marketplace, so to speak, on Ton, which is amazing. I don't think you're going to get an opportunity to get into anything like this. If you want to get in, I suggest you get in quickly because you also have to play games and do a whole lot of other stuff. And you've only got until October the 7th or the 8th to do it. So you don't actually have much time to go and do it. So listen, this is free. There's no money involved. It's like easy money to go get in. Just click on this link over here and go and do it as quickly as possible. Anyway, now let's get on with the alpha of the show today. As I said to you, first of all, let's start with formalities. Welcome. If you're not already subscribed, fucking subscribe to the channel because we need to get to 1 million subscribers. It's killing me that I wake up every morning and we're not on 1 million subscribers yet. If you are subscribed, just smash the like button. It's a dry day today. But here I am bringing you crypto love and crypto wisdom like I do every single day. Rain or shine, here I am. So smash the like button because I'm going to give you guys a lot of alpha today. Crazy alpha today. Today's one of those days where you shouldn't be here if you don't really, really want alpha. So let's get into the meat and potatoes of the alpha of the show. We are going to talk about Ethereum, Solana, and Tron at some stage. I am going to show you one other altcoin that you should be buying. Actually, more than one other altcoin that you should be buying. I think you've got about 16 days to buy it. So let's get there. All right, as I said, look at the bubbles. Wow, amazing. Look at this. Everything's flying. Don't be fooled. Because yesterday everything was red, and so today, because there was no one there. If you look at it on a weekly time frame, motherfucker, I can't say that on YouTube. Look at the weekly time frame, everything is really, really, really down. So don't get too excited. And if you look at Bitcoin, you've got Bitcoin at 59,000. That's pretty much where it is. Yesterday was Memorial Day in the States, so there wasn't much actually happening in the States. I mean, the truth is that I'm looking at the returns for September and I'm seeing all the FUD on crypto Twitter. And to be honest, like, we had this discussion yesterday where I said to you guys, you know, like, there's two ways to look at this market cycle. Either you're looking at this market cycle and you're going, oh my God, look at the 4-hour charts, and the 4-hour charts are breaking a trend, and the bullish divergence in the 4-hour chart. Or you're saying, listen, I believe that there's going to be a massive pump in Q4. I believe that if it doesn't come in the middle of September, it's going to start at the end of September. And if it doesn't start at the end of September, it'll start in the beginning of October. And when that pump happens, then the market is basically going to go up. Now, we're not blind believers. We don't just come up with this theory that it's going to happen. We come up with this theory based on a whole lot of things. The first thing is we say, look at history. History says in a halving year, after about 200 days after the halving, the sideways chop, we get a pump, and it's happening. If we take the fractals, it looks like we are repeating 2020 to the T. Also, from a fundamental point of view, there's a whole lot of things that are actually in our favor. The first thing is, we know the interest rate cuts are definitely coming. Powell's basically said, We are going to give you interest rate cuts on the 18th of September, and that's going to increase liquidity, number one. Number two, there is an election that's coming. What we do know about elections is that the markets always pump just after or just in the run-up and just after a US election. Maybe this year will be different, but I don't think that this year is going to be different. I've got to be honest. Then you've got, remember like how scared we were of Mt. Gox? And we're like, when Mt. Gox was like bearish and we said like, oh my goodness, there's a whole lot of, how many Bitcoin was Mt. Gox? $11 billion in Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was $11 billion. But now you have the opposite of that. You've got $16 billion of FTX paying out in Q4, right? Starting in Q4. So Mt. Gox was like a negative event where everyone thought, okay, oh my God, Bitcoin's going to hit the market. And the FTX is actually bigger than that, because $16 billion should start flowing into FTX's people's pocket. For those asking, if you want the laundry powder that I use to keep this, the whites white, because the whites here are very white. If you want the laundry powder, there's a referral link below. You can use it and you can get the laundry powder too. So we're not based on blind, we're not based on blindness. We're actually basing this on like fundamentals. There's the rate cuts, there's election cycles, there is money supply increasing, gold's at an all-time high, stock markets are at an all-time high, Bitcoin's not an all-time high. There's the increasing liquidity, which is basically coming into the market. There's the FTX, which is going into the market. And so now you kind of face the choice. The truth is, I don't think that you need to have the same opinion that I have, but my opinion is that Q4 is going to be amazing. And that if effectively Q4 is the beginning of the real aggressive part of the bull market. Now, if that's your mindset, if you believe what I believe, then there are two ways of looking at the market. The one way is to say, I can't wait to get there. The other way is to say, I don't want to get there and say, I wish I had bought. So that's the change in mindset. Some people are saying, I wish the bull market was here. Other people are saying, just another day to wake up and be grateful that the bears deliver us low prices while always being losers in the long run. So you got to decide kind of which side of the fence that you're sitting on. I think in this case, there's three sides of the fence to sit on. There's three sides of the fence. I know you can't say three sides of the fence, but there are three sides of the fence. So, look, you can be on one of two sides of the fence. Some people are gay, some people are not gay. You got to choose which side of the fence you're on, right? But now apparently you can be gay and trans. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not talking about it. There are only two sexes though. There goes this video of YouTube. Anyway, I was saying there's three sides of the fence that you can sit on. One is you can say I'm bullish for Q4 and therefore I'm grateful for the low prices that we have in the market. The other side is to say I'm not sure if I'm bullish for Q4. I just want to get to Q4. And the third side is that you're drawing lines on charts on every 4-hour time frame and you're hoping to catch a bit of rally. And I warned you that I think that this is not the way to go. I think if you're trading in this market, if you're trading a chop, 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 chop market, you will get chop, 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 chopped up. Okay? Because I see all of you trying to take these trades. I see a lot of you trying to take trades that actually don't exist. Craziest thing I've ever seen. I was even on our research call. Some of our researchers are taking these crazy trades that don't actually exist. Why? Because they don't have patience. Because what they're doing is they're wasting, not spending. They are wasting their time and effort and energy on drawing lines on charts for 4-hour trades in a market that is choppy. I love trading, but I don't love trading in a market that's moving sideways. There's a time for trading and there's a time for not trading. And right now, I am not trading. And the reason why I'm not trading is because it's a bad use of your resources. It's a bad use of your time. So what should you be spending your time and effort and energy on now? Number one, you shouldn't be spending your time, effort, energy, drawing lines on charts and trying to scalp little trades, because you will be wrecked and you won't survive and you won't be here for the rest of the bull market. I guarantee you that. What you should be spending your time on is what we said yesterday, building an unbelievable portfolio that's going to take you into the next part of the bull market. Now, remember, the next part of the bull market, very, very, very important part of the bull market. Why? There are three parts to the bull market. One is when you buy. Two is when you do nothing. Three is when you start selling. The time to have bought, long time ago, you missed it. The time to do nothing is now, but actually, this is probably the last chance if you want to buy. This is probably the last chance you're going to get to buy things cheap. There are people that like to buy things expensive. I know that. I have a wife. She likes to shop expensive clothes. I get it. Some people like to buy expensive things. In investments, it's not really that smart to be buying expensive things. It's not. I mean, I know. Usually when like you go to a store and something's on sale, you buy it. In investments, people think the opposite for some reason. I've never understood why it is that people always look for value, except when it comes to investments. When it comes to investments, when something goes cheap, people say like, I'm not buying it. I know that because Tudor over here, when Bitcoin was at 69,000, he was telling me he needs to buy. When Bitcoin was at 55,000, he didn't buy any. You should have bought, bro. It's the same thing with like Solana. When I look at Solana right now, okay, at like 150, 160, people were aping. Sol's going to new highs. 132.06 is the price that I see on the screen. Crickets. Negative sentiment. Don't understand how this shit works. All right, anyway, let's get into the meat and potatoes of what we're actually discussing today. So, as I said, you want to be spending this last part of the accumulation phase accumulating and making sure you accumulate the good portfolio. You don't want to be like some of our researchers who are sitting there trading little charts, four-hour breakouts, getting stopped out. Bullshit, that's not what you should be doing at this part of the cycle. This is not a trading market. Irishman. This is not a trading market, okay? This is a market where you should be accumulating value and holding value. That's it. That's what you should be doing. And yesterday, I basically gave you the best cheat sheet in the whole world. Sorry, you can hear I'm in a bit of a mood today. Gave you the best cheat sheet in the whole world. As if my buy list is not enough, I gave you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 buy lists. This buy list here, be careful of this buy list here. Be careful. he's sitting right here. So that's why I'm taking the piss out of him. So I gave you 11 buy lists combined with 5 DGEN picks per person. Cool. I told you guys to get your portfolios ready for the next part of the bull market. Then after we did this whole thing, the whole discussion broke out in the office. The discussion broke out in the office, particularly because of Irishman, who put Tron in his portfolio. Who does that? Only the Irish, bro. So Irish put Tron in his portfolio, and then Solana and ETH. And people were saying, Tron is going to eat Solana and ETH's pie, and you should actually be getting into Tron. And then we started getting into a whole debate whether we should hold Solana, ETH, or Tron. Which one is the best one? So the question is, which one do you think will perform best between now and the end of the year? Solana, Tron, or ETH? Which one do you believe will be the best one? So tell me in the chat which one you believe is going to perform best, and I'll show you which one I think is going to perform best and which one you should be putting into your portfolio. You can type it in chat, but also participate in the poll that you can see. Remember, I also think that the reason why Q4 is going to be such a good Q4 is because Q4 is when a lot of the conferences actually happen. Now, what you can see right now is that it's the middle of Korea Blockchain Week, right? And you're going to start seeing announcements. Then you're going to start seeing a lot of announcements for Token 2049. Then you're going to start seeing a lot of announcements for Breakpoint 2024, right? So there's a lot of announcements. There's the announcement of the announcement on the announcement. Lots of announcements coming out. And that's what when things actually happen. Now, for those of you who are in frontrunners and are going to Token 2049 and Solana Breakpoint, fantastic news for you guys. We are having a banter party. An amazing banter party. If you are part of Frontrunners, you are invited to this party. If you are part of Frontrunners and you are a legend, you may also bring a plus one, but you got to be a legend. Okay, so Frontrunners, if you're not already part of Frontrunners, by the way, last chance to get in with a refund. From when I get back, I'm going away for the weekend. When I get back, there's no more refunds. So if you want to sign up, and then it's the last time where you will get your money back if you're unhappy. Anyway, let's carry on. So the discussion broke out in the office as to which one is going to perform better between Tron, ETH, or Sol between now and the end of the year. Because if you think about it, well, Pump.Fun basically was the driver of Sol, or meme coins were the driver on Sol, and Pump.Fun was the biggest like thing that happened on Sol. But then Justin Sun launched Sun.Pump. SunPump, not Sun.Pump, SunPump.meme. And ever since he launched SunPump.meme, the sentiment and the money moved away from Solana because people stopped playing meme coins on Solana. And so they stopped. And now you can see that in just a very short amount of time, Sunpump is actually starting to catch up to Pump.fun. Sunpump has 2,166 tokens launched, and at the same time, Pump.fun has 7,188. Also, you can see that since I called the top of Pump.fun on the 13th of August, which was exactly here, and I said to you, that was the top, look at how the number of transactions number of transactions on Pump.fun actually went down. And now a lot of people are basically saying, look, Tron is the new place where people are going to play memes, and therefore Tron must be the blockchain that's going to have the best performance between now and the end of the year. And as you can see, if you look at Tron, from a price point of view, has been unbelievable. It's performed 43% this year, whereas Sol's done only 23.9% and ETH done 20%. So Sol's had like probably the worst year-to-date performance when you adjust it for risk. Then you got ETH, which is like a tortoise, basically. It's not moving anywhere. And then you got Tron. So now, to make matters more interesting, somebody launched this thing called Ether Vista on ETH. Now, what is Ether Vista? Ether Vista is a combination of Pump.fun with a couple of modifications, plus a DEX, which is apparently better than Uniswap. It's 100% community owned. There are only 1 million tokens in circulation. And the total market cap of this thing is about $15 million, about $17 million. To be full disclosure, I took a small position on this thing at a market cap of like now, $16 million. Okay, so that is where the war is happening. And the question is, which one of these is going to perform the best between now and December? Is it going to be Ethereum, which has the ETF, which has been beaten by the market, a lot of it because of this ETH-E thing, which just keeps bleeding ETH? Or is it going to be Tron? Or is it going to be Solana? That's the question. Where should you be putting all your money? Where should you be putting your money? So let's actually look at the facts. Let's quickly look at all the mitigating facts. First of all, if you look at Tron. So Tron is one of the only tokens that's really, really, really close to its all-time high. This level over here, just above this level, is the all-time high for Tron, which is amazing because there's very, very few tokens like Tron where they are heading towards an all-time high. You've got Justin Sun, who's now become obsessed, and all he cares about is going after the meme coin cycle. After he saw the success of Pump.fun, he just wants to go after the meme coin cycle, and he is going all in. He's helping projects. He's tweeting. He is doing everything. Now, remember that Tron was actually a chain which was the master chain for stablecoin transactions. So I don't know about you, but I've always used Tron to do stablecoin transactions. Why? It's fast. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than paying ETH gas fees. So when you want to move stablecoins, USDT, and it used to be USDC, but not anymore, you want to move it from one place to another, what's the best chain to use? It was always Tron. Why? It was fast. It was cheap. And so as a result, what landed up happening is Tron built a massive stablecoin amount of stablecoins on the chain, right? $60 billion worth of stablecoins, which is about one third of all USDT, or one third of all stablecoins, now lives on the Tron chain, believe it or not. And what are people doing on the Tron chain? They are moving stablecoins from point A to point B. That's it. Justin Sun believes that he can take this liquidity, this $60 billion in liquidity, and move some of it into memes. And that is why what he is betting for now the future of the chain on, or the current future of the chain. And he's showing a whole lot of things around the revenue that they're generating relative to Pump.fun. He's comparing revenues. He's talking about the flippening now because for a period of 24 hours, Sunpump beat Pump.fun in revenue. So that is the first contender in the race. Okay, the second contender in the race is, of course, Ethereum, right? And as I said to you, Ethereum now has a new platform, which is going to compete with Pump.fun. It's called Ether Vista. Very cool platform. I checked it out. Even after I checked it out, I made a small investment in it. I just, as they say, I dipped my toe in the water. That's basically what I did. I dipped my toe in the water. I just kind of said, listen, at a market cap of $15 million, like, it's either going to zero, and if it does go to $100 million, well, you know, then it was great. It was a punt. There's no team. It's completely a fair launch, etc. So ETH has been getting a lot of flack lately. A lot, a lot, a lot. The ETF was a little bit failed, you could say. You also have the ETH-E, which is like the GBTC version of ETH, and it's now leaking ETH into the market, which is very, very bad. So Vitalik has now started bull posting. So, I mean, he's not bull posting as much as Justin Sun is bull posting, but Vitalik is now bull posting because people are like complaining, Vitalik, why don't you bull post about ETH? And you can see that he actually literally bull posted, but he's also now saying, look, 90% of my net worth is actually held in ETH. As I said, there's a lot of criticism about the fact that because ETH is not being used anymore, the ETH layer one revenue is down 99% in the last 6 months. Now, look, that's a bunch of garbage. Why? Because they want the revenue on the L1 to be down. That's the whole idea. ETH is not a monolithic chain. When they say a monolithic chain, they mean a chain where there's one chain and everything happens on chain. ETH is the opposite of that. It's a settlement layer for multiple sidechains, right? That's what ETH is. And as a settlement layer for multiple sidechains, what you want to do is you want to remove the pressure from the L1. You don't want the transactions to happen on the L1. And that's exactly what's happening on ETH. But if you look at the fundamentals on ETH, I mean, you can't compare that. Just look at the top 30 tokens that live on the ETH ecosystem. Look at the stable coins that live on the ETH ecosystem. Nothing can compare to the traction that they've got. Also, if you look here in terms of the DeFi blue chips, just look at how the DeFi blue chips are all gaining. And these DeFi blue chips are actually very much all on Ethereum, right? Like they're all on Ethereum. Aave, Uniswap, Sky, Lido, these things are all on Ethereum. They're not built on Solana, they're not built on Tron. And now, of course, you've got EtherVista, this new platform that I told you about. And so now the question is, you've got Pump.Fun against Pump.Fun against SunPump against EtherVista, now all chasing the meme coin cycle. And the question is, based on this, which one of these protocols is going to win the race? That's the question. Who's it going to be? Solana. Josh, who's it going to be? Solana. Okay, let me know in the comments. What 65% say Solana. Okay, let's see what the answer is. The truth is that if you are looking at this game and you are saying that meme coins are going to be the coins that fix, that decide what the winning chain is going to be versus not what the winning chain is going to be, I'm sorry, but you're living in the past. Because as I said before, I think the meme coin supercycle is finished. I think the meme coin supercycle officially ended on the 13th of August. The era where people can just go and launch their own memes and pump them to try and make money and then rug people after 3 or 4 days, that's finished. The game of memes is no longer fun. It hasn't been fun since a long time ago, but specifically since August 13th. That was when I said to you it peaked. That was the day that Trump was interviewed by Elon Musk. And the problem is that when I compare Pump.Fun and SunPump, I don't see much of a difference. It's the same thing. It's just on a different chain. They haven't fundamentally fixed the things that are wrong. The things that are wrong is that it's too easy to launch your own token. There's no protection for people. There's lots of rugs and the casino is not fun. That's what's wrong with it. And so launching SunPump, which is the same as Pump.Fun on a different chain, where both chains are fast and both chains are cheap, you actually haven't solved any of the problems. Like, what have you solved? You've done nothing. You've just copied-pasted the one and moved it to the other. That's it. That's not going to solve any of the problems. Now, encouraging for me is to see that EtherVista has launched, and it actually is trying to solve some problems. So it's not just the fact that it's not just a new thing. Number one, it's got a DEX and a launcher on the same thing. Number two, it is 100% community-owned. So that's quite like different. There isn't 100% community-owned Pump.Fun. The third thing is, he says, people saying Vista can't scale as well as Pump Fun, that's not necessarily a bad thing. The barrier for entry for Pump.Fun was too low. Literally anyone could launch a token. That was the problem. There's a limited number of attention and anyone could launch a token and too many tokens were launched and the attention was spread over too many tokens. There's a higher barrier to entry and now you'd say that the serious projects are all going to go to ETH because it's too easy to launch a token on Tron and on Sol. That's the problem. And so I like EtherVista because it actually is doing things For example, it promotes fair launch with a liquidity lock of 5 days following analysis. It has pumped. Okay, so what you're seeing here is that they're actually trying to fix. They're trying to fix a whole lot of things. Now, is that enough to actually make it win? Well, as I said before, I think that they're fighting the wrong battle. The battle is not about meme coins anymore. Like, we proved using meme coins that anybody could launch a token very, very, very quickly. And if you could get a community and you could move attention to the community, you'd land up making money. And that battle was pretty much won by Solana. It was won by Pump.Fun and Solana. That Solana's the winner, the clear winner when it comes to Pump.Fun. Can Sun Pump compete? Yeah, for sure, in the short term, while Justin Sun's tweeting like a maniac. Of course, Sun Pump can win. Of course it can, in the short term. But you got to ask yourself, what happens after this? What happens when people actually have enough of memes? And you can see that we are in the decline part of memes. What has Tron actually got going for it after memes, right? We know what ETH got going for it because I showed you the tweet. Here's the tweet. ETH has got more developers than actually any other ecosystem. ETH has got more apps, more real-world applications, more top 30 tokens, more stable coins than any other application. You can't write off ETH. You can't write off ETH. Now let's look at Sol. And I really want to have a very close look at Sol. And the reason why I want to look very closely at Sol is because Breakpoint is in 16 days or 18 days. In 18 days, it's Solana Breakpoint. Now, what I know about Solana Breakpoint is that there is a lot that's going to be announced before Breakpoint. And in 2021, a 68% move began 19 days before the conference. In 2022, a 42% move began 16 days before the conference. In 2023, a 66% move began. This guy must be not English because he says begun. It's began. 8 days before the conference. On average, 14 days before the conference, we get a 58% move in Solana. Today is the 3rd of September, ladies and gentlemen. And Solana Breakpoint is on the 21st of September. Let's count together. 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. I've run out of fingers. There's about 17 days until the launch of Solana Breakpoint. I don't know. I don't know how to spell this out any better for you, other than to show you the Solana chart and to say to you, Sol is trading at $131, which is the cycle low since this fucking choppiness happened. Okay. You don't need to be a genius to work out what's about to happen, right? Must I spell it out for you? Do you know what's about to happen? Right? Let's spell it out for those who were a bit slower than the other people. Someone says, turn the censorship dial down. You see this. People are complaining about this shit. Okay. The Solana breakpoint is on the 20th to 21st of September. Historically, Solana pumps about 58% 14 days before breakpoint. Tomorrow is 16 days before breakpoint. Now, Solana is also at the range low of the cycle range since this choppiness began. Class, what do we need to do?
I think we need to buy.
Clever. Young and clever. Okay. Also, it's not only Sol, it's a Sol ecosystem. Here's a spreadsheet for you because we like to do all the work for you because we don't believe that you should get off the sofa at all. We don't believe that you should do spreadsheets at all. We don't believe that you should do any research at all. We will just do it all for you. Right. Okay. So we are doing all the research for you. Here is a list of tokens on the Solana ecosystem. Here is a list of all the announcements that are starting to come out. You see that 2 weeks before Solana, at the breakpoint, all the projects showcase everything that they've been working on for the past year. Solana, we'll talk about FireDancer. The projects, we'll talk about all these amazing things that happened, right? You see, Drift is making all the right noises. I keep telling you guys to buy Drift. making all the right noises, talking about BET, talking about their version of poly markets, et cetera, et cetera. But every protocol is starting to release stuff. Now, you got two options. Either you can be on Twitter or you can just follow our spreadsheet because our researchers are going to keep updating the spreadsheet. Did you know that our researchers, as a researcher, did you know that our researchers were going to keep updating the spreadsheet?
Yes.
You knew that. Okay, that's good. Because if you're not, now you know. Researchers, if you're watching the show, you now have an obligation to update the spreadsheet. But you can see there's a lot of news coming out. Drift is giving us news. Then you've got, they're talking about FireDancer. There's going to be an update on FireDancer. The Saga phone is going to be giving us news. People are going to be talking about PayPal and USD stablecoins going onto this line. A Pith Network has started with news, a collaboration with Sony. Pump.fun, obviously, we know is the biggest application. And that's just what's going to happen at Breakpoint. The reality is, as I said to you, I don't think that the battleground is actually about meme coins. I think the meme coin cycle is dead. And I think that what you're getting now is you're getting like the last part of the meme coin cycle. And Tron's managed to capitalize on it. And well done to Tron and well done to Justin Sun. I think EtherVista, I don't think it really can succeed because trading meme coins on Ethereum can't be fun. Not with those gas fees. I want to buy $10 of a meme coin. Okay, pay $150 in gas. Doesn't work. It's like, I said it earlier when we were on the research call. I said, there's a reason why they don't do slot machines for $100,000. Because it's not fun to like press and press and pull and pull, 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 pull. So I think it's the wrong application on the wrong chain. That's basically what I think. Or maybe the right application on the wrong chain. That's what I think. Anyway, as I said, I took a little bit of a punt on it. Let's see what happens. Hold it for a couple of days. See what happens. If it gets traction, yes. If not, cut the losses. Question is what happens afterwards. And what you got to remember is that Solana has a lot going for it. Number one, it has Deepin. The whole of Deepin is basically built on Solana. It's got meme coins. It's got FireDancer. It's got NFT innovation. Sol has a lot going for it. It has a lot of developers. It has a lot of migration. Tron has stablecoins going for it. ETH has legacy going for it. And so you can also see that there's a massive inflow of stablecoins onto Sol, $500 million a month, net inflow. That's big. That means that within 120 months, which is 10 years, they'll catch up to Tron. That's a long time. But it won't happen like that because it happens exponentially. Also, if there's going to be a third ETF, which I don't think is going to be here for the next 18 months, I think the third ETF is going to be the
Solana
ETF. Congratulations. You win. So, the question is, which one should you buy? I made a spreadsheet for you guys, because God forbid you guys do any of the research. You guys must sit on the sofa. We will do the research for you. And we will just bring it to you, to your homes, to your family and friends. If you look at the stats on each one of the chains, you can see exactly which chain is dominant where. ETH is obviously the slowest, but it has the biggest ecosystem and obviously the biggest market cap. Tron is the lowest FTV. In fact, for Tron to catch up to Sol, you're talking about a 4x or a 5x. 5x for Tron to catch up to Sol. It's got a massive, massive, massive stablecoin ecosystem, almost 20 times or 15 times the size of Solana, but that's all it's got. There's no Deepin. There's no DeFi ecosystem. There's just stablecoins and meme coins. ETH has been killed by the sentiment of the market, right? And it should have a bounce. So how would I position my bets? As I said to you before, for me, I'm going to put some money on ETH, some money on Sol, and I'm not going to put any money on Tron. Not because I think that if you're trading, no problem. You'll make a lot of money trading Tron because Justin Sun is going to pump it. But I don't have time to trade. I don't have time to trade in and out and in and out and maybe miss the pump. And I want to be in a position where if the market goes down, I'm holding stuff that I actually really believe in. I believe in Sol. I believe in ETH for the reasons that I've told you. And I don't think Tron's going to go away, but I just don't see the ecosystem. I don't see anything other than just some pumps around a meme coin platform called SunPump. So for me, someone says study Mindshare. Yes, but study Mindshare today. We know crypto people. The Mindshare today is not the Mindshare tomorrow, and it's certainly not the Mindshare the next day, right? You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. especially in crypto. We're the most ADD investors in the fucking world. We're the most ADD investors in the fucking world. So, what would I do? Majority of my money is in Solana and Solana ecosystem projects. But you've only got like 3 or 4 days to actually buy these projects. Because if you don't, then you're going to catch the pump into Sol Breakpoint. You don't want to catch up. You don't want to buy things on a pump. In fact, even today when I wanted to buy more Drift, my investment guys say, you're buying the shiny object again. They're right. They're right. I must just wait until after DevCon or maybe a year later, a Breakpoint, and after a year later, maybe I should do it. Also, like, you got to think about all the different amazing applications that are launching. Let me just show you something that are launching on ETH. Because remember, ETH is like the battleground. ETH and Sol are the battlegrounds. One of those applications, I've showed it to you a million times before, but I really think it's something that you should sign up to. It's called Ethermail. Ethermail is basically getting mail to your Ethereum address. So if you have a wallet and people see your wallet, they can send you mails directly to your wallet address, believe it or not, using Ethermail. And if you read them, if you read the wallet, if you read that, you actually earn tokens. So like that, they pay to target you. And if you read them, like I want to read this mail from TrustDice, not only did I learn about a new thing called TrustDice. I know TrustDice, by the way, but also earned 5 tokens actually reading it. Now that's like free money. And also you're learning how to use a new generation of email, which is email onto your email onto your ETH address. Okay, once again, if you want that, you just go here. You click this link over here and you get the airdrop. This is where you get the airdrop link and everything else. I reckon just go and try it because it's a very cool experience actually learning how to use email on your address as opposed to on your thing address, on your Ethereum address. Cool. That's so for me, as I say, number one is Sol, number two is ETH, number three is Tron in terms of what I'd be holding. If you're a trader, probably you want to be trading the other way around. You probably want to be scalping Tron up and down and up and down and drawing lines and stuff like that. In our poll, 65% chose Sol, 22% chose ETH, and 12% chose Tron. Well done, guys. On a couple of other notes, number one, if you are part of Frontrunners, if you're not part of Frontrunners and you want to come to our party, you got like one last chance to sign up, as I've said to you. Number two, we need to give away the Cybertruck in like 11 days. If you haven't already signed up to try and win the Cybertruck, do it. Because you're not going to get many opportunities to win a Cybertruck, and there are 11 days left. You go here, you sign up using a Bybit link. Every time you trade, you go into a raffle. Also, if you're a whale and you deposit $100K into Bybit and you trade $8 million, and trading $8 million is not a lot, especially if you're Fefe. Fefe is an amazing guy, amazing host. But have you seen that guy? Have you seen him trade? 25x leverage, takes the 1% move, takes 25% profit. Never seen anything like it. But he's a very, very, very good host. He's on Banter Plus. You should go watch his shows. Lastly, my HR manager will kill me if I don't say this. So I'm going to say it. Are you obsessed with crypto? Do you spend all your days on Twitter? Do you spend all your days on Twitter? Come here. Andre, come here. This is Andre. Andre is one of our researchers. Andre, tell the people about what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Hello, guys. So
come talk in the microphone. Yeah.
Okay. Hello, guys. I'm a researcher at CryptoBanter, and we are looking to bring more people in. And on a day-to-day basis, we are basically scrolling Twitter, having fun, making the shows. And yeah, if you're not applying, just apply. If you're into crypto and you want to have a job in crypto,
say like and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe firstly, and then apply.
All right, so listen, if you want to join our research team, and that's literally what you do. You look for alpha all day long. You look for tokens all day long. You look for content. You look for tokens. You look for trades all day long. And you want to do it full-time because we're only hiring full-time people, right? Then go in and there's the link below. Apply. Now, I just want to talk about the application process, right? You're going to get presented with a form that looks something like this. And what you'll realize is that they'll ask you a whole lot of like questions about crypto. Don't ask ChatGPT and don't look it up, because the next thing is you have a interview. A lot of people who lied in the forms, when they got to the interview and we started asking them questions, they couldn't answer them because ChatGPT couldn't keep up with the speed of our questions. So just be honest. Not everyone got all the questions right. Not everyone got all of these questions right. But we are looking for researchers quite urgently. We need a whole lot of full-time researchers. You'll have a time of your life. You'll learn a lot. You'll be part of an amazing company, and you'll be full-time in crypto. People are saying, lovely accent. Is he Spanish? No, he's Romanian. He's not Spanish. He's Romanian. We have a lot of Romanians working for us. Romanians seem to be good people. Seem to be very good people. All right, listen. Get 1 inch. It's on bottom. B things coming. Is Andre from China? Andre is hot. People are saying Andre hot, bro.
Yeah, I am.
He says, yeah, thanks. Yeah, it is. We took Andre actually out once with us. He's young. How old are you, Andre?
18.
Andre is 18. He's our youngest researcher. We took him out to Fred's farewell. How many milligrams of gummies did you have?
100.
Yeah, 100 milligrams of gummies. Nothing happened to the guy. Never seen anything like it. Anyway, we'll keep personal stories like personal stories. We will see you guys again tomorrow. Until then. I haven't even said it, bro. Trade well, my friends.